بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We're discussing the fadail of Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan, and more specifically the nights of Laylatul Qadr, when to look for it. When is the night of Qadr? And due to the arguing of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there's a lesson for the Ummah. We might think also Sahaba radiallahu anhum arguing, how can it be? So many things Sahaba radiallahu anhum did, Allah allowed it to happen as a lesson for the Ummah. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum is promised Jannah. So these errors occurred, these shortcomings occurred to teach the Ummah till Qiyamah that through these a'mal, this good will happen. Through these mishaps, this what you will lose. But these lessons had to be taught to the Ummah. Otherwise, if all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were 100%, and insan is imperfect, then you won't get now the masail of being a masbuq, late for salah, sahabi came late, once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also missed a rakat or two, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, at one time forgot the amount of rakat. So all these masail had to come out in the ummah. So these, so to say, shortcomings were allowed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So due to that arguing, the Ummah lost the exact date and night of the night of Qadr, and this too is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to encourage the Ummah now to make ibadah in every night for the last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan. And with that exertion and that qurbani, one of those nights will be night of Qadr. But those nights that are not, and the person is up and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not difficult, not far-fetched. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of the night of Qadr. Allah can give from His khazana, but we know it is only one night in the month of Ramadan. Even when someone is given a great punishment, like here now, we regard this to be a punishment, deprivation, that we don't know when the night of Qadr is. Even when someone is given a great punishment because of his own evil deeds, he only needs to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, admit his evil deeds, admit his weakness, and that same punishment becomes the cause for great reward and good. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important point also, that a person that makes iqrar, he acknowledges his mistake. Otherwise, ego and pride, a person will never come forth and say, I made a mistake. And like this, his ego and his pride will get the better of him. And then for his islah, information to take place is very, very difficult. He's always right, he's never wrong. At this point also, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah explained, when he came to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, فَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made the mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned him and cautioned him, don't eat from the fruit. Don't eat from that certain tree of that, or the tree of Jannah. But then to Shaitan got his way back into Jannah. Shaitan got his way back into Jannah. He passed all the customs officials. What a master he is. So nobody can say, I'm safe. I'm okay. That I can make my own islah on my own. Shaitan, first of all, who deceived him? Wasn't Shaitan. It was not the Shaitan there. He was the Shaitan. It was his own nafs. Own nafs that deceived him. Disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he got his way back into Jannah. Passed all the security. Then he promises Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that tree, eat from it. If you eat from there, then you will live forever. إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ فَقَاسَمُهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. Deceived them. He told them, I wish well for you. I wish well for you. Trust me. So Shaitan is so deceitful. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Allah said, let not the gharur, the big deceiver, deceive you. And he's a master deception. Nobody can say, I am safe. إِنَّ شَيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Quran says, Shaitan is your enemy. Regard him to be your enemy. He'll never be your friend. He will let you be pious, but then when he wants to attack, when you are most low in your life, that's when he will attack. Then he'll blacken the face. What happened? I can't understand how I fell into the sin and this guna. But then too, so Adam alayhi salatu wasalam partook of that tree, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautioned him, warned him, And he lost the clothing of Jannah. He lost the clothing of Jannah and he began taking leaves of the trees of Jannah to cover up his private areas. From here, ulama explain, the shaitan's first attack upon insan will be to remove his clothing. Like how he did to Adam alayhi salatu, to make them immodest. Dress scantily. That's the first attack of shaitan, and more on the ladies in the mustarat. The men's clothing are getting longer below the ankles and ladies are getting shorter. Men want to keep the long hair and ladies want to cut the hair. So he'll do everything upside down. This is the great deceiver, shaitan. Nobody is safe whatsoever from shaitan. So a person has to be in a system of protection. So here Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explains that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made the mistake, but immediately he made tawbah to Allah. Ya Allah, zalamna anfusana. Qala rabbana zalamna anfusana. Dua of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Qala, they both say, rabbana zalamna. Oh, our Rabb, zalamna anfusana. We have wronged ourselves. We have oppressed ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then definitely we will be among the losers. On this dua we don't say Ameen. We make, when the Imam Sahib reads the dua, usually we say Ameen. He says we will be losers. We don't say Ameen. This is now imploring Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Upon this dua, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala took pity. So immediately, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, many at times we have so much of pride, we just can't admit that I am wrong. Especially when he comes to the wife, we think now if I say I'm wrong, then she'll sit on my head after that. Then she'll say, I told you, you are wrong. He says, turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and give up. And say, I made a mistake. And seek your izzat and honor from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Adam alayhi salatu salam made the mistake. Hazrat says, somebody was bringing the glass, asked for water, and the glass fell from the saucer. So he says, you bring in the glass, you weren't careful. And then the father will ask, the sheikh will ask, what happened? Say, the glass fell. How the glass fell? He jumped off the saucer. Say, I wasn't careful, I dropped it, but you won't take blame. We're so used now, we have the lal kitab. The red kitab has no page numbers. Then in that lal kitab also we got a chapter called Kitabul A'dar, chapter on excuses. And amount of excuses we have for every scenario of life, when the traffic cop will stop us also, we have a whole chapter of what to tell him. And we know if you go to school and madrasa also, when you're late, you have a whole now series and a whole list of excuses why I came late. One youngster to the principal also told him, right, why you came late. So he wrote there, I didn't come early because I came late. Got into double trouble. So this habit of making excuses all the time, and excuses, then we don't realize, it's just lies upon lies, lies upon lies. We become habitual liars, but this one is a white lie. It's not a white lie, it's a lie. We accept it now that I did speak a lie. So here Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatul Ali, that immediately say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Immediately, that is islah. I made a mistake, I am sorry. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fataba alayhi. Allah immediately accepted his tawbah. Fahada, Allah gave him hidayat. Allah chose him and gave him hidayat. Thumma ijtabahu rabbuhu, Allah chose him. Ijtabahu rabbuhu, fataba alayhi. Allah turned his attention towards him, forgave him, fahada, and Allah ta'ala guided him. You want Allah ta'ala's attention, you want Allah ta'ala to guide you, then immediately say, Allah, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I hurt anyone, took their right, then immediately say, I'm sorry. Don't delay in this. Oh, the ego and the nafs and the kabur and pride will not allow a person. So he Hazrat says also, even when someone is given great punishment because of his own evil deeds, he only needs to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, admit his evil deeds, admit his weakness, and the same punishment becomes a cause for great good. He might have made a mistake, la he made tawbah, because of the tawbah he'll progress. He will progress. Is it that he made tawbah and he'll stay there, but he will progress. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Over here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, usually we say also, person will make the guna, say Allah is Ghafur al-Rahim. We cannot make a sin and say Allah will forgive. You gotta make tawbah for Allah to forgive. What do you say? We'll do it and Allah is Ghafur al-Rahim. Allah Ta'ala will forgive. No. Allah says, I will forgive for that person, man taba. He made tawbah, wa amana, renewed his iman, wa amila amalan salihan. And he did a good deed. He did a good deed. Allah will not only forgive, Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will change an evil deed into a good deed. Allah will change it completely around. All the sins that you made tawbah from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just wipe it away, but He'll change it into good a'mal and good deeds. So tawbah has to be made immediately. Our ulama have pointed out quite a few advantages in our not knowing the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. Firstly, had we known the actual date of this blessed night, there would have been those who would not have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all during the other nights. Wait only for that one night, and then we'll come to the masjid, or we'll wake up, and then we'll worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The other nights, they say nothing to do, so let's sleep away. But it could be now, as we hear, ulama have some different views, when the night of Qadr can be any of the 10 nights, can be the odd nights, can be the even nights also. So in that anticipation, I want to do something every night, a little bit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ash-shakur. Allah is appreciative. Little will do, Allah gives great rewards. We have to stay awake and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for quite a number of nights, hoping that each night is perhaps the night of Laylatul Qadr. This means spending more nights in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship and getting extra rewards. And one reward, a person will be looking for one neki, one reward on the day of Qiyamah. He will be looking, where can he pull it out from? Ya Allah. Just need one more. Whether one to go to Jannah, how we need just one mark to get that A, or to pass the paper. And then we'll pay for remarking also. Send it back again. Maybe one karamat will happen. One karamat, one miracle Allah will display, and He'll find some mark over there, and I'll get the mark, I'll pass, I'll get the A. فَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The kuffar will say, Allah, if only this karra, if only we could come back, then we will believe. Allah say, kalla. There's no going back. There's no remarking. There's no reacting any amal. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Allah says in Quran Sharif, that when maut will come upon a person, and Allah, the Malik al-Maut, will remove his ruh, He will say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ. That, oh my Allah, return me back. Let me go back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. I just want to do one more good deed. Just one more. Just one more. Yeah, our Shaykh explains, Ma'abla Hamisa, Damarakatu, if only we know the reward of Takbiriya Ula, we'll fight for the first seven, we'll take out swords. We'll fight for it, for the first seven Takbiriya Ula. What reward Allah has kept in the first Takbir of Salah, we'll only know the reality on the day of Qiyamah, if only. But I sat at the back of the masjid. I waited, never had interest of coming front and getting a place over there. Even sitting on a chair, come to the front, don't let it go. I want first position in everything. Yeah, as Hakim Sahab Rahim used to say, that we want first class in everything. Food must be first class. Clothing must be first class. Even our dressing, our homes, our cars must be first class. But deen, I'm happy with third class also. That's okay. I sit in the back. But we know now, when you're boarding the flight, how you walk to the business class. You say, only I get a seat over here. They bump me up, give me an upgrade. Allah is giving you upgrade every day. Come to the front. This is first class, first class Allah is giving you. And Allah will make your ikram. And what Allah will give you now in the first serf, what rewards Allah has kept in the first serf, those that stand on the right hand side, special malaika make dua for them, Allah's rahmat upon them. And those on the left hand side also, malaika make dua for them in the first serf. And the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if only the ummah knows the reward in the first serf, they will take out swords, they will fight. But together with that, we cannot reserve any place in the first serf. We can't put one tasbih over there. No, we can put one shawl over there. This place is reserved. There's no reservations. There's no reservations in the masjid. Yes, if a person was sitting there, now he has to go and relieve himself and make wudu, then he can leave something there and go and come back quickly. But to leave it there now from Maghrib to Isha, and I'm reserving the place, that's not permissible. For that we have to come early. To the extent of ulama also write that even for the Muazzin also, there's no specific place in the first surf. Less for logistics, now we allow it. So to handle the mic, put it off, put it on, check the musalla, etc. But the first serf is open to everyone. Together with that, yes, ulama do explain, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ. Allah knows who's far ahead, who's closer to Him. So if there's some elder person, some alim is there, some ustaz is there, some sheikh is there, my father is there, then definitely we give them the place. Because of seniority. Because of respect. And most probably, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at them more favorably, and if their salah is accepted, one person's salah is accepted, entire congregation is accepted. One person's salah. Like how in Fazail al-Hajj, as the Shaykh has explained also, that a great wali of Allah went for Hajj. And on the plains of Arafat, he was making dua, Ya Allah, accept the Hajj of the Hajjis. And then he fell asleep. And then he sees in his dream, the two malaika talking. And one is asking the other angel, how many Hajjis are here today? He says 600,000. Other one says that one's Hajj is accepted. Not one Hajj is accepted. This wali of Allah woke up petrified. Ya Allah, nobody's Hajj accepted. Began making dua, he falls asleep again. And then he hears him talking. Then one says to the other, yes, Allah has accepted the Hajj of 6 only. Allah has accepted the Hajj of 6. And for every one of these 6, Allah has accepted 100,000. So all got accepted because of 6. So we don't know in the congregation now whose salah is accepted. So they say, we hope by putting the seniors forward, or the ulama forward, or the huffaz forward, then to the barakat of them standing over there, Allah's rahmat will come down, then the whole congregation will get accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one reward on the riyah of qiyamah, this means spending more nights in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship and getting extra rewards. So that one reward will be looking on the riyah of qiyamah. Person will be helter-skelter looking. And Quran says that on that day, no one will have time to look at his wife also, or to his children, or to his parents. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ. All will be running helter-skelter, no time to look at anyone. Only way I get the reward, I want it. Therefore we have to be so careful that how we treat the makhluk of Allah. Because on the day of Qiyamah, if a person was abused, he was hurt, he was insulted, humiliated by someone, he will go and claim his reward now. And then the currency will not be rands and dollars and cents, it will be a'mal. شَتَمَ هَذَا ضَرَبَ هَذَا. That he abused this one, he hit that one, insulted this one. Now that person will go and lay a claim. Ya Allah, he insulted me, he hurt me, he took my haqq. Then all the amal will be transferred. And most probably that person now was such a person that hurt many people. Then the hadith, the riwayah says he'll lose all his amal. All will be transferred. He came on mountains of amal. For this reason, ulama say that ibadat only without akhlaq is not sufficient. I can do a lot of ibadat, but I don't have akhlaq. Don't have a way of speaking to people, addressing them, being kind to them. Somebody is blocking me in the parking lot. I just said my namaz now, I'm going there and I'm swearing somebody. Be kind, hold on. He forgot. The person forgets sometime. Some people, they come late, they forget. So we advise them that if you park behind someone, then don't put your keys in your pocket, put it in front of you in the musalla. So that keys will remind you, I've got to remove my car. But you be patient a little bit. When you go to the bank, we're so patient. When you go to home affairs, you're even more patient. So here, a little patience now. The person will come out. Probably he forgot, made a mistake. Be kind to him. Overlook it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook you. The person overlooked his Muslim brother, Allah will overlook you. Yes, but he's going to be conscious also. He can't be doing this all the time. So the one reward, the person will be looking for it on the day of Qiyamah. It should not be that I hurt anybody's feelings. And if I hurt anyone's feelings, and very common nowadays is ghibat, backbiting. It just starts. Speaking about people, whatever it may be, the ghibat will start. Qiyamah says they'll come for the reward. They will come for the reward. Our Shaykh explains also, what is ghibat? That you are working so hard in your business the entire month, and you take the entire parcel and you deposit it in your position's account. You made the effort and you gave it to him. Nobody will ever do that. But this is what ghibat is. So much a'mal, and then I speak ill of people. And all my amal have been transferred. Qiyamah's day, no reward, no amal, everything went through. All have been transferred because of your tongue. So shaitan will allow us to do the ibadah, but will catch us somewhere else. Our akhlaq, our character, and usually when you speak about character and akhlaq, we think of, we're going to be good outside, not in the house. As they say, charity begins at home. It's a hadith sharif. Is that some sages or somebody is saying that is? It comes in the hadith sharif. Wabda biman ta'ul. Wabda biman ta'ul. Start your charity with those whom you take care of, who are your responsibility. Start with them first. So the people that should be enjoying the best of my akhlaq, the best of my smiles, the best of my softness should be my own wife and children first. Hazrat says, show them the good akhlaq, not the female rep. Hello, hi, sit down, we'll have coffee, tea, what you'll have. And when you go home, there's no smiles there. Everything is finished. That's where they should be enjoying the best of your character and akhlaq. But here what happens? That he finishes all the smiles in the shop, and at home he becomes a character. He's acting like a character now. No akhlaq, no adab. Only shouting, only shouting, only shouting. Say, better you not at home. Many a wife says, better when he's gone to the masjid, we get some relief at least. Otherwise he's here, he's only shouting, only nagging, and everything is wrong in the house. So one neki, Qiyamah's day, we'll be looking for the one reward. Should not be that others come to claim from us. Secondly, there are many of us who are just not able to stay away from evil. How dangerous and unfortunate it would be that in spite of knowing that such and such a night is Eidatul Qadr, they still spend the night in sin and evil. Allah Ta'ala protect us. And how easy it is now to get involved in evil. How easy. With the abuse of the eye, so easy. Just take out the cell phone. Just take out the cell phone. It's not some murat or some picture as a wallpaper. That itself now is haram. Got my whole family there, children, wife, picture there. Already that evil, I can't change it. It's not permissible. And then sometime I open the phone in public and I got my wife's picture or my daughter's picture. And how many men are looking at it? It's not permissible. So all these are sins without pleasure. There's no pleasure in it. Musical tone, sin without pleasure. What's it doing for you that now you have to put a musical tone? Put a simple plain tone. So you don't need these things. So this now happens that the evil of this night, sometime it's an active evil that we are getting involved in, or some evil that we just left it there. And it's carrying on. We haven't got rid of it. It's still there in my system, I haven't taken care of it. It's still on the phone, some old videos, some old contacts. Tonight is a night, and these nights to delete it, Ya Allah, I don't need it. I want a clean life. Qiyamah's day, I'll be looking for that one reward, that one mark. I'll be looking for it, it'll be a reality. Hazrat says, Qiyamah is a reality. It is going to happen. Qabr is a reality, I am going to go there. I am going to be there all alone. And then my entire files will be scanned, my entire phone, all the content, now we brought it to the Qabr. This is yours, and I can't say no. I don't know whose phone it is, not mine. I don't know who used my browser. So then we can't. Everything will be sealed. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ Then the hands will speak and the feet will give testimony of the amal, what they have done. All these limbs now start speaking. Then we can't. Then we can't belie the amal that we had done and our limbs will speak. So now's the time to delete it. Ya Allah, I don't need these things. I don't need. My life will be a pleasure without it. And we've got to start somewhere cleaning out our files. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His mercy does not wish, in spite of knowing which night it is, a Muslim should still spend it in sin and evil. Allah wants us to come close to Him, and Allah wants to clean us out and purify us. It is for us now to take the step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is that difficult, my dear brothers? Is that difficult? A person takes a few steps. One brother we met in drive-in some years ago in Jamaat, and I gave his car uzari many a times. Where we met him there, and he was such a hype, subhanallah, noor on his face. Then I asked him, brother, where are you from, South Africa, which part? He says, Muftisab, when I sit in that bayan, Haji Abdullah Hafsa's bayan in the morning, what enjoyment I get. Although I don't understand a stitch of what he's saying. But the enjoyment I get, because I know he's talking about my Allah. I just enjoyed. I said, why, what happened? He said, I came from a life of hard drugs. I took everything in the market. Beyond repairs, I was right off. Parents got tired of me also. Couldn't get out of it. Jamaat came. It was Gush day. Knocked the door. I opened the door. Hardly could stand also. Saying, join us. I said, I joined them. I went with them. Then they spoke to me so nicely, kindly. Gave me some hope. Say, come for 3 days. We'll pick you up. They took me for 3 days. Then for 10 days. Then I did the 40 days. Now I'm here for 4 months. But then to the craving is there. Before this day, he said, I still had the craving. He said, I woke up in the dead of the night. And I cried to Allah. And I was honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, Ya Allah, I tasted the sweetness, the sweet poison of drugs. And it gave me a good feeling. Allah has kept that certain feeling there, but it's haram. But Allah has kept now in obedience. We can imagine how much more better that is. So he says, I tasted it, Ya Allah. I felt good taking it. So he made a deal with Allah tabarak. Allah ta'ala gives some time a deal. That you're signing it or you're not, you're taking it or you're not taking it. Allah gives these opportunities, especially in the month of Ramadan. So he said, Ya Allah, tomorrow morning I'm going to sit in the bayan. And Ya Allah, If I don't get that feeling, that high, then I'm going back to my drugs. And you give me that high, Allah, I'm yours. So the next morning, say, I went for Fajr namaz and I cried to Allah. He said, it was a deal of my life now. I sat in the bayan, I went right in the front, sat under the nose of the speaker, Haji Abdul Habsab, rahmatullah alayh. And he said, he just began speaking, and he said, like a million butterflies in my stomach. Couldn't contain the ecstasy. I didn't know what was happening to me. He said, as if now my limbs and my heart and all my cravings just flew away. I didn't feel for it anymore. And Allah's muhabbat and sweetness just came in my heart all of a sudden. He says, immediately, tawbah came in my heart, say, Allah, I'm not going back to it. Never going back to it again. Ah, mashallah, he's giving 4 months every year in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That was the night that Allah ta'ala wanted him. He presented himself, and Allah ta'ala gave him the strength of the heart now, give it up. And Allah ta'ala gave him the sweetness in iman. And remember, it's not that Allah doesn't want to give it. We should not have this notion that it's difficult to get it from Allah, that Allah is holding back. Allah isn't holding back. Allah wants hidayat for you. Is we are holding back, we are still keeping the old, the archives. We're still keeping the old stock. We don't want to let go of the old sins. We're still keeping it there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy does not wish that in spite of knowing which night it is, a Muslim should still spend it in sin and evil. Thirdly, from the hadith we understand, if we did know, and for some reason within or outside our control, the night of Qadr, we allowed that night to go by without worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is very likely that for the rest of Ramadan, no other night will be spent in worship. If we didn't make the effort, at least on the odd nights, to look for the night of Qadr, we didn't make the effort on these last few nights to look for the night of Qadr, then most probably during the year, we'll never wake up for tahajjud also. But we didn't have the desire now. These are special days in the month of Ramadan. Whatever we will do, whatever we will invest in these days over here, these are investments now for the rest of the year. The dividends we'll enjoy every day thereafter out of the month of Ramadan. How much we will make qurbani and sacrifice, hold ourselves back from guna and sin, Allah will give the strength for the remaining 11 months, if not of our whole life. These are mubarak days, mubarak moments. Allah gives it now to sign this contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat gives the example of that one, Ustaz of Darul Uloom Deoband also, how he signed the contract with Allah. He used to earn two rupees every month. 2 rupees. 1 rupee he would spend on the family. And 1 rupee he would save. After 1 year he saved 12 rupees, enough to buy a chicken, a fowl. He liked fowl, liked chicken. So he bought it after 1 year. He brings it home very excited. Tonight will be a nice, good meal after one solid year we're having chicken in the house. Now we can imagine after 12 months, even the wife forgot the recipe to make proper chicken also. There's no Indian delights that time, no PDF. So anyway, arranged it, brought it home, came home for supper, sat down to eat. Wife is very excited also, after so long, finally now, I made for him what he likes. And whole year's savings. He sits down to partake of the food. His bismillah, he picks up the luqma, he puts the first luqma morsel in his mouth. And he says, my blood begins to boil. He said, I don't know whether the chicken fell in the salt or the salt fell in the chicken. So much of salt. In anxiousness, now she must have put extra salt. 1 year's saving. We like something, we brought it home, we're planning the whole day, tonight we're going to have a nice meal. And we go home, the wife says, make maaf, it got burnt. Ya Allah, how much I paid for it? How much I paid, it got burnt. Couldn't you check? Couldn't you see? Where were you? What you were doing? Sitting on the cell phone again. What? You won't tell her after that. Because you're not working hard, I'm working hard, I pay for it, brought it, and now you can't even... One meal I asked you to prepare, what you won't tell her? And he wanted to let go, but he looked at her. And she looking at him with anxiousness, how was it? He just gave a smile. But in his heart he says to Allah, he made the deal. He says, Ya Allah, my wife doesn't belong to me, she's your bandi. She's your bandi, she's your slave girl, she belongs to you. Here Hazrat says also, that we have this notion that I gave her mahr once off, so she must behave for life. She must behave for life. Allah is giving us ni'mas every day, we still don't behave. So don't expect her to behave for life. If we will behave, Allah will put in her heart also. So in his heart it comes, Ya Allah, she doesn't belong to me. She belongs to you, she's amanat to me. You have given her to me as amanah to look after her, to make my akhirat, to make my jannat. And to make her jannat also. Ya Allah, for your pleasure I forgive her, ya Allah, you forgive me also. He made this deal quietly. Sometime later this Buzruk, Ustaz of Darul Diyoban passed away. Somebody sees him in his dream. Hazrat, MashaAllah, you're sitting on a big throne in jannat. All your hadith you taught and all the fiqh you taught. He said, nothing like that. That day I forgave my wife, when I came in the court of Allah, Allah says, you were kind to my slave girl. You didn't hurt her feelings, oh my banda, I forgive you too. I forgive you also. So easy, my dear brothers. It's just an opportune moment. This is what you're looking for, searching for the night of Qadr. Tonight could be one of the Mubarak nights. It is a Mubarak night, but more on the odd nights. But tonight also, a little time we take out, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're building up our case. Tomorrow night we come again, we present it. A stronger case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is likely on these nights, if a person doesn't exert himself, then it's most likely that the entire year, he won't do it either. If he couldn't do it now in Ramadan, when the environment is conducive, here our Shaykh tells us also, that insan becomes so lazy. Sitting in the masjid, it's Isha time, he has wuzu, finished his salah, read his witr, and we know Isha salah is how many rakats? 4-2-3. We know it's 17. We wrote the exams, we passed also, we came in first in class. The practicals, we are last. We did the 17 rakats, but we're not reading it. The month of Ramadan also, we're not doing it. Allah forgive us. So out of Ramadan, what we are going to do? Just 4 rakats, 2 rakats, 3 rakats. And then a little son that we are bringing also, mother will ask him, you read all your namaz? Gee, I read. How many rakats? 4-2-3. No, it's not 4-2-3. Papa only read 4-2-3. But what do you read in the maktab? 17, but Papa read only 4-2-3. So I follow him. But the child will never see 17 rakats in his life. But you send him to maktab, and my son came out first, see his award, see his trophy. But where's the amal? Papa didn't do it. So I didn't do it also. Hazrat says, it's so easy. We are in the house of Allah, in the masjid, we have wuzu. Is the environment of malaika and angels just to add the 2 rakat nafil after witr sitting down, but that's so difficult to do. That's so difficult to do it. But the reward is for tahajjud. You're already getting the reward for tahajjud. Any nafil namaz after the Isha salah is min al-layl, will be part of tahajjud. Qiyamul layl, you got the reward. Hazrat says, but no, we have this thing. I'll wake up 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'll wake up 2:30. Yes, very good, alhamdulillah. But with Allah Ta'ala get us up, inshallah. But Hazrat says, now it is with your appetite a bit. With the hope of having biryani, have a cheese toast now. When the biryani will be ready, then you can have it. He says, now with the hope of buying, mashallah, a nice expensive vehicle, at least start now with the Toyota. Then you can go on to the German brand. He'll say, no, I don't want any car. One time I'll go for the kill. No, start over here at least. Start with the starter pack and build it up slowly from here. Allah will give tawfiq. Good deed pulls a good deed. Then we finish our namaz, a little bit of talim taking place in the masjid. The talim now in the masjid after Isha, my dear brothers, Hadith Sharif says, is a garden of Jannah. That halqa of talim is a garden of Jannah, which you can sit every night without any nusuki app also. You don't need the app to book my road a slot. So much of stress and tension, we can't get a slot, we can't get a slot. And we're sitting there also quick, rush. How long you going to wait? Allah is giving every night. There's 2 hadiths. One is the Rawdah, that's a garden of Jannah, and Halqa of Ta'alim also is a garden of Jannah. That Allah is giving every night in the masjid. Bring it home also. Have the garden of Jannah there. So all these are easy a'mal. But you see, in the simplicity of Sharia and Deen, we get deceived. So simple, can't be too much with this. Must do elaborate things. Then there's a lot of reward in it. Sharia is simple. Inna Deena Yusrun. Sharia is very easy. Little amal, Allah gives a lot of reward. But this little amal build us up to the big amal. So we have to start somewhere to build up to the big amal. So in these nights, now a person doesn't take advantage of these nights, most probably during the year, he won't have the courage also to do it. If he does it now, Allah will give him tawfiq during the... Remember, every amal you do is a tawfiq of Allah. Allah gave me the tawfiq to do it, is that myself. I made the niyat, Allah will give the ability. I made the intention, Allah will give the ability. In the month of Ramadan, I made the intention, ya Allah, I want to stay awake the night. I want to read so many rakats tahajjud. I want to read so much of Quran. You made the niyat, you got the sawab, Allah's help will come, Allah will assist you. After Ramadan, you make the niyat, Allah's tawfiq will be there with you. But I didn't want to have the niyat, I didn't want to do it. After Ramadan, I won't make the niyat also. Where am I going to wake up so early? So you never wake up the entire year till next Ramadan. I never got the chance. After Isha, I didn't read the Tahajjud either. However, many people find it possible to spend 1, 2, or 3 nights in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since we do not know which is Laylatul Qadr. Every night spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for Laylatul Qadr, is a night for which a separate reward is promised. Every night is a different reward. And if you got Laylatul Qadr, then now, as I mentioned, that on that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shah Abdul Al-Haq Sahib used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now distributing the money-making machines on these nights. That put in how much you want. Laylatul Qadr, in our zamana, there's no machine. Allah is saying on that night now you will find that app on the Play Store. Download it and that app now will be printing 1 million rand notes for the night. So make sure you're awake to get it at a certain time. So now you can download and you can print 1 million rand notes. Subhanallah, who will sleep on that night? Nobody will sleep. So on those Laylatul Qadr night, Allah Ta'ala is giving that. On the other nights, maybe 100,000 notes. Nobody will say, no, it's alright. I'll wait for them. Like one person we had in our locality used to walk very fast. Somebody stopped to give him a lift. And that old man, Bichara, used to drive very slow. When he opened the car, he saw the old man, he said, carry on, I'll walk. Carry on, I'll walk. Second time somebody came to give him a lift, it was a hot day. And he was a simpleton, never had a car. So somebody stopped to give him a lift, it was a hot day, he opened the door, he looked in the car, said, no, aircon, better you carry on. I'll take a walk. That's how we are. Allah says, I'll give you. You'll get something on the other nights. He said, yeah, Allah, it's alright. I'll wait for that night over there. Whether I'll get it, if I didn't try it now, then I won't get it. So we only got tonight and we got tomorrow. Probably another night. Allah knows best, but we have only 2 nights left. How much we can invest now, inshallah, we hit it, Allah will give it to us the rest of the year, inshallah. So there's a separate reward for every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. We have read that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks highly to His malaika, angels, about those believers who try very hard in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Ramadan. Imagine Allah speaking about us. We weaklings, come Zohar ones, Allah is speaking about us. Look at them, look at them, look at them. Like how we say that young boy hardly can write, he took the father's pen, he scribbled a little bit, he showed his mother and father, see, I wrote my name. But he's only scribbling, he said, oh mashallah, so well you wrote, so nice. See, I wrote one for Nani and Daddy also, wait for them, they'll come weekend. But there's only scribbling there, but how they'll hug him and kiss him and they'll keep it also. And they'll remind him, you remember you wrote this for us. Allah says, look at them. The amal is broken, taqwa is broken, but then to this little coming. This, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I'm always mentioning, is like adults. They're little children. Trying, broken, broken. Allah says, see, they're trying at least. They're trying at least. On their trying, Allah will give us. On our trying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. That is why our Kabir says, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if they left out 1/10 of deen, Allah would have destroyed them. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This part of the ummah, after Sahaba ikram, if they make amal upon 1/10 of the deen, Allah will give them complete success. Just 1/10, ulama have worked it out. 1/10 only, what Sahaba ikram are doing. Allah will give us the full what He gave Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah made it so easy for us. Just 1/10 of that. The Sahaba ikram, what level they had taqwa, what amal they were giving. For us now, the weak part of the ummah is 1/10 of it. Now more occasions of receiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's appreciation come about. In spite of not knowing when the real night of Qadr is, they still try hard to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala night after night. If this is how they try, when Laylatul Qadr is not known, how much more would they have tried if they had known the night of Qadr? Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq to make those niyats inshallah, to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tahajjud a part of our daily ma'amul, whether it be after Isha Salah, then to wake up at night to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahajjud Salah, ulama says, da'bu salihin. This is the habit of the pious ones, the salihin. Salihin refers to the very pious ones. Da'bu salihin. This is their habit to read tahajjud salah. Once a person will start with tahajjud salah, even if it be the 2 short rakats after the witr namah, sitting down, need of tahajjud, Allah will record your name in the register of the salihin on the day of qiyamah. Is amongst that group. There's one benefit. Credit. Cash benefit. Allahu Akbar. Ulama say once your name goes into that register because you're reading tahajjud. And what kind of tahajjud also? The 2 rakats. Sitting down after Isha, witr, I'm doing it. Allah says salihin. Your name is recorded. What's the benefit of that? Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatul Alayh, that now your name has come into the record of the Salihin. What you will get for this? Every single person performing Salah has to decide At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, Wa-Salawatu Wa-Tayyibat, As-Salamu Alayka Ayyuhal Nabiyyu Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh, As-Salamu Alayna Wa Ala Ibadillahi As-Salihin. In every two rakats of Salah, we are making dua for the pious servants of Allah. May Allah's salamat, may Allah's peace, security be upon His pious servants. You in the register already. Person reading Salah, Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif, you're getting duas. Medina Munawwara in the Roda, you're getting duas. To the extent Hazrat says also, because the two rakats, you got your name registered there. You got your name registered there. So even your opposition or somebody has a court case against you, take you to court, and there's some quarrel between the two of you all, because you already in the name, your name is there in the register of Salihin, he has no way out except to make dua for you still in his namaz. Although he take you to court, but he has to read At-Tahiyyat. He can't say, I don't want to read. He has to read At-Tahiyyat and he's making dua for you. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Well, there's two rakats, that's why we say that it's so simple, but there's so much in it. It's beyond our imagination. So he's making dua for you. All the masturat, all the children, all the people in the world reading salah, you in the register, you're getting duas from them. And here Hazrat says, remember, these duas are accepted. Which you thought, now I just missed the accident. I just got, you didn't get saved. You didn't. It's because somebody's dua. Their dua of salam, Allah Ta'ala saved you. Your name is in the register. So Allah Ta'ala saved you. Now it clicked, there's a time to save you. The dua is there behind, Allah Ta'ala protected you. Somebody salam, when you left home, somebody may salam with you. There's still dua has saved you. Da'bu sadi'in mukaffiratum lisayyi'atikum. Tahajjud salah will wipe out all your gunas and sins. All your minor gunas and sins will be forgiven through the barakah of the two rakats. Whatever gunas you did for the day, Allah says is maaf now. And munhiyatun and lisayyi'at. And it'll be a protector for you from evil deeds. It'll stop you from munkarat. Please, your tahajjud salah will become the stopper, that barrier. You read tahajjud, Allah will protect you. Allah will send the malaika that made dua for you, go and protect him. No mu'aqibatun. The chain shifts and they protect you. From guna and sin, Allah will become a barrier between you and sin. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatul muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at, wa la radda lima qadayt, wa la yanfa'u dhal jadd minka aljadd. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, ya rahim al-masakin. ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أكرم الأكرمين يا حنان يا منان يا ستار العيوب ويا غفار الذنوب اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين O كريم رحيم الله يا الله purify us and cleanse us يا الله forgive us for our sins يا الله يا الله our sins يا الله our sins have blocked our relationship from you يا كريم رحيم الله the darkness of our hearts and our sins and our eyes And our intentions, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, being exposed to all the haram things of the world. O my Allah, it is in your qudrat, O my Allah, to remove all the haram from our lives, the memories, O my Allah. Ya Allah, instill within us taqwa, your love, your muhabbat, your ishq and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make your obedience easy for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to worship you, to come for salah 5 times a day, O my Allah, with all our nawafil. Ya Allah, make it enjoyable for us. Make it easy for us. Ya Allah, you pull us towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to obey you in every moment of our life. Never to forget you, O my Allah. Give us the tawfiq and ability, O my Allah, to live in your remembrance. Ya Allah, make your disobedience very difficult for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it difficult for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, send the malaika to turn us away, to prevent us, to stop us, O my Allah. Even by mistake, O my Allah. Ya Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La malja wa la manja min Allah illa ilay. Ya Allah, there's no might, there's no power, there's no strength in the world, O my Allah, in the universe. For us to do any good, to refrain from guna and sin, except from you, O my Allah. Only you can give tawfiq and ability. O my Allah, we ask you in this blessed night for the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Give us the tawfiq for life, O my Allah, till maut, O my Allah. To obey you with easiness, with afiyat, What izzat, what enjoyment, Ya Allah, that we worship you. Have an increase of ibadat, Ya Allah, with your tawfiq, and Ya Allah, we refrain from sin and munkarat and makurahat and all those things that displease you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your obedience, Ya Allah. Keep us, our children and our families, our household, our homes. And the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take out the evils from our homes, O my Allah, all the screens, O my Allah, and all those things that are breaking your commands. Ya Allah, you give tawfiq to our wives and our children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if we're involved in any sin, we have any haram in our lives, O my Allah, be it the evil TV box, O my Allah, or any pictures and photos and films and haram things, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us a strength of iman like how you give Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, immediately, Ya Allah, they obeyed, they submitted, O my Allah, to your command. They conformed, O my Allah. They broke the bottles, O my Allah. They gave up the haram actions, O my Allah. They went into hijab immediately. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us the strength of heart, O my Allah. You are the creator of the skies and the earth. Everything is in your control. O my Allah, the hearts of kings are between your two fingers, O my Allah. You can turn them as you wish to. Ya muqallib al-qulub, ya musarrif al-qulub. O my Allah, you can turn hearts around. Ya Allah, you can move it around. Ya Allah, you can turn them as you wish to, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, turn our hearts to your obedience, O my Allah. Turn it to your deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the ability and the strength to worship you every second of our life. At the time of maut, O my Allah, give us tawbah and nasuha, O my Allah. Sincere tawbah, save us from illnesses, from haram actions, from hospitals, from bimaris, Ya Allah. Save us from sudden death, O my Allah. Give us maut, Ya Allah, in a condition that you're most pleased and happy with us. Grant us the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lord, the winds of hidayat. Ya Allah, save us from avenues of haram, O my Allah, from disobedience. O my Allah, save us from haram sustenance, O my Allah. If you're involved in the banks, O my Allah, give us plenty of halal to pay off all our debts, O my Allah, and to remain, Ya Allah, within the confines of Sharia. Ya Allah, for you to give halal is not difficult, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the treasures belong to you, the warehouses belong to you. Ya Allah, the storage, Ya Allah, belongs to you, the stock belongs to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us plenty of halal, give us hearts to spend in your path, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept our lives with the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, accept our lives with the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, give us a blissful life in your ibadat, O my Allah, in your obedience, O my Allah. Give us homes that are full of muhabbat and love, Ya Allah. When we enter our homes, O my Allah, when the smiles will be exchanged between husband and wife, then muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, in your remembrance, Ya Allah, our muhabbat and love in the homes based upon your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give our daughters hidayat, give our sons hidayat. Ya Allah, save them from the evils of the internet, O my Allah. Save them from evil relationships, O my Allah. O my Allah, when they come of marriageable age, O my Allah, give them solid deen, your homes, O my Allah. That will be khadims of deen. The homes will be for the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, save them from all his premarital dating and all his premarital, O my Allah, haram activities and relationships, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give the youth the strength to refrain. Give the girls, give the boys, give them good homes. Keep them pure and clean. And keep us also, Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, accept us all for the khidmat of deen. Keep us in afiyat, izzat, salamat. Keep us in your protection, our iman, our amal, our eyes, our hands, our feet, our businesses, our homes, our properties, our cars, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep it in your hifazat and use it for the khidmat of deen. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin, amin.